Commentator Louise Rafkin has a dog, a black lab named Lucy. A couple of months ago, the phone rang, and the man at the other end of the line asked to speak to Lucy.
I said, sure, you can talk to Lucy if you speak dog. The guy said he didn't, but he asked me if perhaps I would tell Lucy he'd found her St. Christopher medal. Lucy's dog tag was a St. Christopher engraved with my phone number, but it had been lost at least 2 years. The man on the phone told me he'd found it buried in the sand at a beach where I'd once vacationed. The man's name was Doug Greenland. He and his friend Frank Truda combed Southern California's beaches every weekend with high-end metal detectors. They're members of a group called the Southern California Treasure Hunters. After a bit of pleading, I managed to get them to take me hunting. We meet on a military base. Doug and Frank claim it's usually a lucky sight. These two look like treasure hunters. Doug is a hulk of a man with a big belly and a sweet laugh. Frank is slight, bearded, like a grizzled prospector. They're both in their 50s, good friends, avowed competitors.
Every time we go out, it's a head-to-head competition on who finds the most coins and the most amount in value of the coins. As well, if you find jewelry, you take the day just right off the bat. So, especially if it's gold.
Yeah, well, I just go out to beat them all the time, you know. Have to humble them a little bit.
Before we set off, Doug takes out a clear plastic case from his SUV. This is his collection.
Well, there's about a half a dozen watches that work. Gold necklaces and silver chains, hairpins, diamonds. Then I got some rubies and this is all a gold tray here.
There are class rings and turquoise rings and even a dinner ring with 9 perfect diamonds. Doug was offered $3,000 for this one, but he turned the offer down. The stuff stays in the collection, and no one can buy from the collection, no matter what's offered. Now I'm excited. As a kid, I used to dream of finding buried treasure. What kid didn't? Frank and Doug put on earphones and grabbed these long-neck detectors called Excalibur 1000s, and I'm thinking, this could be a great hobby.
That's a pop-top off a beer can, probably.
Doug's the first to stake a claim. He finds a nickel, and then he's on a roll.
There's another dime.
You got how much?
76 cents.
Over the past few years, Doug's raked in $700 from this beach alone.
And my record from an undisclosed beach for one day is $27.04. 368 coins. That's undisclosed beach.
20 minutes later, Frank's waving us over. There's something in his hand. It's a silver ring.
You got a nice high pitch because silver is a good conductor of electricity. If you get a nickel, then it's a real low conductivity, a real low tone. Same with aluminum foil. I just love that sound.
We got a ring over here.
That's number 55.
Yeah, he got me now.
Yeah, I got 55 silver rings now, so that's pretty good. That made my day now, see, now I got Doug on the run, see, so.
After about an hour, I'm getting bored, and I realize I'm probably not cut out for this kind of treasure hunting. I'll buy a lottery ticket on the way home, lazy man's prospecting. But for these two, it's obviously the thrill of the hunt that really matters.
That's the fun of it, you know, you never know, every time the detector goes off, it could be a ring, or it's usually junk, but it could be something good.
I mean, this is so beautiful, it's like, we're getting away with something, you know?
And I'm not walking away with nothing. I've got Lucy's dog tag back.
Louise Rafkin lives with Lucy in Emeryville, California.